There has been tons of information about the Pokemon TCG reported to us and what's going to be happening in the next 3 or 4 months, maybe even longer. Where is information coming from? What are our thoughts about it? That's what we're talking about today on the Gym Leaders Podcast. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Gym Leaders Podcast, where we talk all things Pokemon TCG. I am Travis with TCG Funhouse.
And I'm ASX with ASX TCG. I'm going to keep it nice and close to the mic today so you guys can all hear me and all the wonderful words that I say. So
that's right.
Hopefully
that's
it right. Works out.
I want to see some of your lipstick on that mic when you're done.
It's going to be all over. It's going to be all over this mic.
But yeah, man, there's been a lot of information released over on PokeBeach.com. That's where I got this. PokeGuardian might have it too, but I've not searched them as well, to where we have tons of information kind of just like dropped into a bucket about the upcoming Pokemon TCG releases, including a new shiny Charizard, a new shiny Rayquaza, jumbo holiday sets, what the next subset is for Japanese release, Lugia finally making his appearance inside of the Sword and Shield era. So a lot of information. We're also going to talk. I asked ASX this question over the weekend, and I wanted to get his opinions on it. I said, don't answer it right now, because we're going to talk about it during the podcast, right? And later in the episode, after we go over the news, we're going to start talking about... We have two options in the Pokemon TCG, and I want his opinion on it, and I'll give you guys mine, and I want your opinions down in the comment section. Would you rather the Pokemon TCG plummet 80% prices, values dropping to the floor, getting done, but then you'd be able to build your ideal Pokemon TCG collection? Or on a budget, or would you rather everything go back up 80% and reach new heights in the Pokemon TCG, but it would be building a collection very, very difficult. Every single would be very expensive, and sealed product would be expensive and hard to find. What would your choice be? Because, you know, then your collection would be worth quite a bit more as well. So that's what we're going to be talking about today in today's episode. And that feels like a really spicy question, man. Really
that
spicy,
is,
dude.
That is like, I need a fan over here. It's hot. It's a hot one.
Yeah, that's because you got to turn your fan off or else your mic picks it up just like mine. That's
probably
why by the time we're done recording, we're both just sweating bullets like we've just done a marathon. It's like, oh, my God, it's so hot here.
It's tough. It's tough sitting in the hot seat sometimes.
Dude, it really is, man. You got the fucking, oh, geez, we got the freaking lights blaring. I'm going to have to blur that one out. We got the lights blaring. We got the, you know, it's killer, man. It's
so
killer.
Much. So much.
But before we get into anything, man, what you been up to this week, dude? Like, what's new with the ASX TCG, man?
Yeah, definitely. So, had a bit of a down week on my channel this last week after my box break. It took a lot out of me, that box break did. But
still recovering. It was a fight of the century.
We're good,
Jake Paul, ASX.
But I got some cool stuff coming up here. I'm actually going to Real Breaking Nate's million subscriber celebration this weekend here. So getting prepared for that. Just kind of getting all my stuff ready. I'm going to be filming it. So I'm going to do like a vlog style, a video for that, kind of my journey there, how it was. And then probably like a video afterwards, kind of like, you know, my afterthoughts of everything. So that's what this week's going to be all about, is, you know, getting prepared for that. You're going to see a video this week as well of kind of beforehand what my expectations are going to be and everything. So that's what's been in my court here, just getting ready for Real Breaking Nate's party.
Are you driving there? Like, is it close enough to drive for you? Are you staying a couple nights in hotels? Like, what's the itinerary looking like?
Yeah. So... yes, it is close enough for me to drive. It's only about...
You losers, man, I'll tell you what.
I know, right? Yeah, it's just on the other side of the state for me. Really, it is. I mean, it's on the other side of the lake, really.
How long is the drive?
It's about 4 hours.
Oh, that's not bad.
4 hours.
That's like me going to Orlando. That's not bad at all.
Yeah, exactly. So about 4 hours there. We did get a hotel just for the night. Bringing my dog, so it's a dog friend. We're excited about that. She's excited for the trip too. Just got the hotel for the night. And just gonna hang out. It's like a 4 hour kind of event. So, you know, I don't want to say too much cause it's going to be all in my expectations video, but
#no spoilers,
you know, right. I expect it to be a nice, intimate, more intimate type of event versus like a convention. So that's kind of what I talk about in my episode.
Yeah, I think, well, honestly, I think that's kind of like what Leonhardt was planning with his thing that he did. He was hoping for a more intimate event and then decided to just try to blow it all out of the water, make it his own convention and ruin everything. We did a whole episode on that, you know, don't hate on us. but it definitely, I think if Real Breaking 8 does it right and he does make it a little more personal, a little bit smaller, you know, cause Leonhardt booked the small venue and then opened up way too many ticket sales and everything was just inflated. I hope Real Breaking 8 doesn't make the same, you know, mistake. Cause I do feel like Real Breaking 8 is kind of like the creator of the people, you know?
Yeah.
To where Leonhardt, you know, clearly makes content for like a job. I do think Real Breaking 8 still has a really good personal touch, to his content. And I would love to see that continue into the event. And I hope you have a wonderful time. Hopefully.
Thank you.
Drive safe.
I'm really excited.
Friend.
Yeah. I'm just excited to meet him. You know, he's been, you know, a huge inspiration to me and my channel. One of the you know, first PokeTubers that I really watched, you know, every day when he posts, you know, a video, you know, so for a $12 price tag, I'm like, let's go meet the guy,
yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
4 hours away, $12. Let's do this.
Make sure you get him, make sure you get him to agree to come on the Gym Leaders podcast. You know,
I was going to, you know, say something,
do a little joint podcasty. You know, the Shadowless podcast here, you know,
They just had PokéRev, so I mean, naturally,
I mean,
the
we're
gym
on the same
come
level
as
PokéRev easily, you know.
Yeah.
Like, dude, PokéRev.
I'll work on it.
He's been collabing with like everybody lately, man. He's been like, it just, I don't know. He's in full collab mode, so I'm waiting for my DMs to pop up, man. Come on, like we're massive. Yeah, I got 12,000 subs here, bro. Like, I mean, that's basically a million, you
right?
know?
Yeah, you're close.
About as close to a million as you can get.
Stone's throw.
You know. So. But yeah, man. Also, I hope you have a great time. Yeah. Again, safe travels, man. Safe trip for sure.
Sure.
For sure.
What's going on in your neck of the woods here?
So not too much. You know, this weekend I canceled Friday's live stream last weekend. Something had come up, so I do apologize for that. And if you guys bought into the break, that will be this Friday. And I did just restock everything on you know, the TCGFunhouse.com. So. I still do not have any Evolving Skies or Brilliant Stars. My distributor has not offered me any of that sort, and I don't think they have any for anybody right now.
Yeah. No, my stores don't have any either of those sets around here either.
I do hear there's an Evolving Skies reprint coming in August, so hopefully
they open
the door for me and don't try to gouge me on booster boxes like they often do when popular sets get reprinted.
Yeah.
But I did just put up, you know, some more VMAX Climax, Double Blaze, Astral Radiance, Cosmic Eclipse is up there. So
nice.
That's a lot of fun. And I do want to know from the people, I do have options to get things like Burning Shadows booster boxes and Ultra Prism booster boxes at a pretty hefty price, though. So if you guys are interested in doing a box break for those, let me know down in the comment section or hit me up on the DMs or something. Obviously, the packs would be a little bit more expensive than your standard, like Astral Radiance, because I would have to pay more for a box. But that is something that we can make happen here on the channel for sure. And then not only that, I mean, it's been not bad. So I got this really cool, you know, Kickstarter box from D Spirits. I got some. I'm gonna have some D Spirits videos coming out. If you guys aren't familiar with it, D Spirits stands for Digital Spirits. And it is a brand new TCG that is going to be releasing in August. So,
nice.
Kickstarter, it basically started from the ground up. You may have seen them at Dallas Collecticon with big floats, big plushies and mascots walking around. Really, really awesome stuff. The cards are phenomenal. They sent me a whole Kickstarter welcome package, and we are unboxing those. They're really, really dope. Highly recommend. Keep her out for them. Go to their website if you're interested to learn more about D-Spirits. It's a lot of fun, and big shout-outs to them for reaching out to me to kind of sample their stuff, and it was a lot of fun. Logan loves it. He was all about, you know, the characters and stuff. So that was really cool. I thought that was dope. Like, have you heard of D-Spirits at all?
Yeah. I saw like an article or something had popped up somewhere, and I clicked
like
into
Instagram,
it because it
probably,
honestly, it probably was. So yeah, I looked into it and it looks really interesting. I gotta say, they got some interesting Mons, if you will.
They do.
Spirits. They definitely got spirits. Some interesting spirits. Sorry, spirits.
Yes, get it right. Yes. Get it right.
All right. Yes. Interesting spirits, if you will. But it looks kind of cool. It definitely is different.
You're talking about this one here? The buttocks?
Is that the buttocks?
It's the buttocks, yeah. It's a digital spirit buttocks. And his butt crack is teeth, and it's scary, and he's a butt.
So it's got some interesting ones, but I'm excited to kind of see how it goes. I personally like it, the look of it better, because I've not opened it. I've not seen anybody play it or anything, but I like the look of it better than like a Metazoo. To be honest, in my opinion, it looks better.
I think it'll end up being much better too at the end of the day.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're a fan of 90s cartoon style, you would love D-Spirits. Yeah. It's very Rocko's Modern Life, very Ren and Stimpy. Sterling Cartoons is the guy in the company that puts out the artwork, and it's totally 90s cartoon inspired, like full on.
Definitely. I would agree. Yeah. The artworks definitely look a little bit retro. Now is 90s retro now?
That, oh my gosh, is old, it? Man. Oh dude, you can't say that. You can't say that, bro. I mean, I guess
the worst is when
they
call stuff vintage.
They do have Saved by the Bell and Fresh Prince of Bel-Air on at Nick at Night now. I remember growing up at Nick at Night was like the old people shows. It was Bewitched and that kind of stuff. Oh, sometimes it's even black and white, and I was like, "Oh, these old people show is so gross." That's us now. That's literally us.
I know. Oh man,
I'm heartbroken.
Sucks getting old.
All right, but anyway, we are here for Pokemon TCG, guys. We are here for that. I know that's what you guys tune in for. So let's talk. If you guys do not know, PokeBeach is probably the first and foremost website that you go for Pokemon TCG information. And let me just read the title of the latest article that they posted on June 13th. Upcoming Japanese sets to feature Alolan Vulpix V-Star, Lugia Shiny Charizard V-Star. That's right, guys. Tons of information. So go over to PokeBeach and read about it. But to start things off, we're going to talk about, obviously, the elephant in the room. Another Shiny Charizard. That's right, guys. Pokemon TCG has announced another Shiny Charizard, which now makes it, what, 5 Shiny Charizards in the Sword and Shield era?
Something like that, yeah.
It's either 4 or 5, but it's gross either way. Gross.
The number is getting up there, and I mean, enough is personally enough. I'm okay with another Charizard.
Yeah, well, obviously, right? Because it always means that there's value attached. But reading through this, the most interesting about this for me... And listen, I'm just going to read the sentence for you over on PokeBeach.com. November 4th, so release date November 4th for Shiny Charizard. But it says, special battle set Charizard V-Star versus Rayquaza V-Max. The two Pokemon will be shiny. Shiny. It's likely that they will be alternate art reprints of the existing Charizard V-Max and Rayquaza V-Max. So not only are they giving us another Shiny Charizard, but it's going inside what seems to be like a battle V-deck where it's going to be Charizard V-Star versus Rayquaza V-Max, and you're going to get both cards for one price, which means this is going to be a highly in-demand battle deck. It doesn't mean technically that that's what we're going to get in English, but usually it translates that way. You know, like Lucario had a special box. It came in a special box over here. But the Darkrai special box came inside of a set. So normally when they have theme decks and of that sort, like, and then they had all those battle decks, theme decks that were all inside like Champion's Path. Like, you know, the Venusaur, I think Mew from Darkness Ablaze was one of those as well. But what are your thoughts on, one, getting a whole new Shiny Charizard, and two, it actually looking like we might get it inside of a theme deck as opposed to pullable in a TCG set?
Yes, I'm really on the fence about this. Like, I see a lot of good things about it, and I see some things that I'm like, ugh, that's not ideal. So, it's interesting that it seems like it's going to come in a theme deck. You made a good point, and I was going to make this point as well, that that doesn't necessarily mean that's what we're going to see here in English. There is a chance that, you know, like the Dragonite V-Star, right? I believe it's going to be pullable in Japanese, but then that's going to come out in a promo box for us here in English.
With the Pokeball deck box or whatever, right?
Yes, yeah. exactly. So, I mean, who's to say they can't do the reverse, right? And give us, you know, a shiny Charizard and a shiny Rayquaza that we can pull. I think that would be awesome because we've never had a shiny Rayquaza that we can pull. The last shiny Rayquaza that we had came in a box as well.
Right. I mean, we had them back in the day. There's multiple shiny Charizards.
That's true. I shouldn't say that we've never been able to pull.
But during the X and Y era, there was a Black Star promo shiny Charizard or shiny Rayquaza EX. I think it was a Rayquaza EX shiny. It was inside of a 10, I believe, and then we had the one from Hidden Fates that was in the premium collection, and now they're giving us the shiny Rayquaza again in a theme deck. So very good point.
Yeah. So I hope, when it comes down to it, I hope that they are pullable. But if they do come in a theme deck, I think that's super cool. Not only is that going to be a super collectible item, something that
will shiny Rayquaza. Look at that right there.
There you go.
Rayquaza hat, baby.
He came for the theme tonight.
I didn't even realize.
You totally just made me. I thought
I cut you off so hard. I was just like, look at that.
It's okay. It's totally okay. So I was saying, it's totally collectible. Something that I can see, increasing in value. One of the few theme decks that I see increasing in value over time. So awesome sealed collection product. But on the other side of it, for the people that like to play and would love, to build a Rayquaza deck, that Rayquaza card, if it comes out with the same attacks, which I'm assuming it will, was a fantastic card to play. The Charizard V-Star, it's a little bit tougher to play, but for those people that want to have the chance to actually like play that deck or kind of a version of that deck, being a theme deck, it's not going to be like totally like
true
decked out and everything, but it'll give the people, give the fans the opportunity to play those decks. It'll give you the chance to have a shiny Charizard in your collection. It's a Black Star promo, but now you have a shiny Charizard in your collection.
Well, I like that you said that, because I'm gonna go back to Radiant Charizard, which we still don't know this yet, but odds are the Radiant Charizard inside the Pokemon Go set is most likely going to be significantly easier to pull than other previous shiny Charizard cards. So we're looking at potentially getting two brand new shiny Charizard cards in the Sword and Shield era here that are going to be the most common, easy to get Pokemon TCG shiny Charizard cards that we have ever had, which really kind of confuses me, because at one hand, we're all sick of, getting these big Charizard chase cards, right? We're sick of Charizard Rainbow. We're sick of getting Charizards, like, just up the wazoo. Every third set seems to have Charizard chase, because every time I post about this, there's always a bunch of comments that are just like, oh, Charizard, I'm so sick of Charizard. No more Charizards. Yeah. Charizards everywhere. And it's like, if you are the 96 or 97 Chicago Bulls, do you leave Michael Jordan on the bench just because, just because some people want to watch Tony Kukoc play,
right?
No, you don't lose games because some people need to get more minutes on the court. No,
right.
You put your superstars, your MVP candidates in the game. And for the Pokemon TCG, Charizard is that Pokemon. But that being said, I'm sick of getting shiny Charizards. when was the last time, take out Radiant Blastoise and Radiant Venusaur. When was the last time we got shiny variants of those cards, And those are big fan favorites as well.
Yeah.
What about like shiny Machamp? When was the last time we got a shiny Machamp? Never. Shiny Blaziken.
Can't even think.
Shiny Arcanine. Yeah. Right. I knew I'd touch your feels with that.
Prime example right there.
I knew I would touch your feels with that one.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, it's just there's so many other Pokemon that could get shiny variants. Now, this could be that comes out November 4th. So the fact that is coming out November 4th, that says one thing to me as well, and that is very, very close to when we are likely going to get our next holiday set for the Pokemon TCG. So if they're giving us shiny Rayquaza VMAX and shiny Charizard V-Star during the holiday era, during the holiday times, there's a good chance that those cards could also be inside the holiday set as opposed to getting their own box, right? Likely they'll probably put the shiny Charizard V-Star in the premium collection or something like that, you know.
Champions Path 2.0.
There you go, baby. No, that's kind of what Pokemon Go is going to be. This is, you know, yeah. I'm expecting Holiday Set to be more along the lines of a Hidden Fates and Shining Fates this go around.
Probably, yeah.
For sure. I think we're going to get another Shiny Vault. You know, we'll probably get, especially if we're already announcing vault. These two. Yeah, that could be dope. I'm actually down for that, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I am totally down for that. You know, I do think that with the baby shinies, they call them, in the other sets, it kind of turned off, like, the regular card shiny. But, like, I'm still a massive fan of Shining Legends. Like, the that those shiny Pokemon came, the Mew, the Rayquaza, like, those are beautiful cards, man.
Those look
beautiful
great. Cards. Yeah.
I would almost take those over Hidden Fates shinies or Shining Fates shinies any day, you know?
Yeah, the regular, like you said, the baby shinies. Yeah, I would much rather have Shining Legends style or kind of like they're doing with the Radiant, you know, Pokemon now.
Yeah, I hate how common those are, but we've talked about that before. But anyway, moving on a little bit here, it does say here that they have announced a upcoming Japanese set called Paradigm Trigger to release on October 21st, and this is going to feature Lugia, Regidrago, and Regieleki. Which is absolutely awesome because Lugia is one of those top five Pokemon in the Pokemon TCG that always carries value. You know, you got your Charizards, your Rayquazas, your Mewtwos, your Umbreons. Like, you got your big hitters that every time they're in a set, they carry good value. And Lugia is definitely one of those Pokemon. And we have, have we gotten any representation? I think we got a holo in Vivid Voltage, was it?
Yeah, we got the holo Vivid Voltage. He's also awesome. Pre-release kit. Yep.
Card, by the way. I love that Lugia stamp card.
Oh, it looks
so
awesome. Fantastic. And then there might have been one earlier on.
There was a non-holo, right? I think we have a non-holo rare and a holo rare. And I know one of them is in Vivid. And I don't know what the other one is in. But yeah, you're right. It's a non-holographic rare for sure. The fact that they're announcing him, that means he's likely going to be the mascot for the set, which means he's probably going to get a V-Star, alternate art, rainbow. He's probably going to get the whole nine, which is way late and way overdue for Lugia. Like, what are your thoughts on Lugia coming to the Pokemon TCG here?
Yeah, I love it. Lugia goes back for me. You know, Pokemon Silver, that was the legendary that you hunted at the end. So, like, you know, Lugia holds a special place.
Celebrations. We had the Celebrations, you know, Lugia.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So, really excited about... Oh, is that the set that it came in?
Darkness Ablaze, Vivid Voltage, and Celebrations all had Lugias, but no Ultra Rares or anything.
Right, yeah. So I'm excited for that, to get some Ultra Rare Lugias. I do feel like it's a little bit late in the Sword and Shield era. That they brought him out, but you do. You can't just throw them all in the beginning. But, you know, now that I say that, you know, I think actually this is a good time for Lugia.
I agree.
he's a super popular Pokemon, and we're kind of in a weird spot where it's like not super popular sets right now. So actually, you know what? I think this is a fantastic time for.
Well, you got to have the anchors. You got to have those anchors to anchor a set. They held Mewtwo to specifically anchor the Pokemon Go set. And they knew, so like, you know, what a lot of people don't realize is Pokemon is thinking years in advance, you know, so they knew that they were going to release a Pokemon Go set in 2022, probably around 2020, you know, like they're probably thinking ahead real and they're setting their stuff out. And that's why, like, they were like, we need these anchor Pokemon. We can't keep throwing all these great Pokemon in one set, which is why Evolving Skies is kind of, like, insane to me, because it has, like, five anchor Pokemon in there. All the Eeveelutions, Rayquaza, Gyarados, and Dragonite are all anchor Pokemon, and they were all in one set, which blew a lot of people's mind, and that's why it carries so much value to this day. But they have to hold these anchor Pokemon in this particular era. Lugia and Mewtwo were held to like the very end.
Yeah, and one thing I'm kind of interested about in this set too is the Pokemon that seem to be anchoring this set alongside Lugia. A couple of Regis.
Yeah.
Regieleki and Regidrago, it looks like. I'm kind of excited for that. You know, I wasn't in the era of Pokemon when like the Regis really started coming out, and they're kind of like Eeveelutions, right? They got like almost every typing. So I'm really excited to kind
of.
Yeah, so I'm
Regigigas,
I'm really excited.
So
to see, you know, kind of, you know, how they go about making them a staple in the set and what other cards we're going to see. Because we haven't seen any Reggie anything.
I wonder if we're going to get all the rest of the Reggies too, which would be really cool. Like, you know, go ahead and put Drago and Leki in the pack arts and stuff, but an entire set, you know, anchored by Lugia and all the Regis, that would be pretty cool, you know, and you can, I don't know. And Regigigas, put Regigigas in there too, you know, and make him the fourth pack art. That would be dope. Yeah. It's definitely strange that they held on to Regieleki and Regidrago because, like, we got those released in Sword and Shield in the second expansion. You were able to catch those. So, I think Chilling Rain. Yeah, Chilling Rain was the set where they focused on that second expansion with Calyrex and the Galarian Birds. Right. And we did get Regieleki and Regidrago holographics, but, like, that was the extent to where we got that focus. And I'm surprised they held on to them this long, but lo and behold, here we are getting them likely in a V-Star, V-Max at least, you know, era. Yeah. So it's cool. It's definitely interesting. That is another set, though, to where I will say when that comes to English, if it doesn't have another linchpin fan favorite, it may not do well. It may be more of an Astral Radiance Fusion Strike type set as opposed to Evolving Skies Brilliant Stars style, because Lugia is great, but it's going to need some help.
I think so. Yeah, because right now the Regis aren't going to be doing much for Lugia. I mean, what Pokemon would you tie to Lugia here?
You're testing me now. You're testing me.
I know. There's so many. So, like, you've actually asked me this question before, and I paired Mewtwo in Lugia, so I can't do that now.
That's true. I don't know. So I'm always a proponent of putting Pokemon together that belong together, so like Ho-Oh, you know what I mean? Like, I'm always like, okay, if you're going to make a Lugia focus of a set, you got to put Ho-Oh in there too. But that's like too obvious of an answer. So, like, I don't really want to go with that. So I would probably say something. I had one in my mind a minute ago and it just kind of missed. You know, even though we did get the V-Max and the Rainbow, I wouldn't mind a Gyarados mixed in with Lugia as well. We don't have alternate arts for them yet. So, like, give us, you know, or a V-Star. So give us Gyarados V-Star. I would like to see them go back to maybe the original legendary birds, you know, not the Galarian forms. That would be nice as well.
Yeah, that would be cool.
There's so much though. There's so much. Like, what were you thinking?
Ah, man. You know, I want to say, I want to kind of like just sort of tweak my answer a little bit. And I would love like a Mew anchored set with Lugia, but we just had
that Fusion Strike.
We just had Fusion Strike, so that kind of knocked that out of the park for me.
No Galar. I don't want any more Galar Pokemon. Like, I don't think that there's an anchor in Galar that you could put in this to back that up. Oh, what about this? What about Greninja? Like, we got Greninja Gold Star, right? Mm-hmm. That was inside the celebrations.
Yeah.
But other than that, we got a Greninja V in Fusion Strike, actually. I think is it in Fusion Strike or Brilliant Stars? I don't remember. But there's a Greninja V, but it stops at V. There's no V-Max, V-Star, nothing like that. Greninja is massively popular. I believe it was ranked the number one most popular Pokemon in the entire world in 2020. So it definitely deserves some anchor there as well. So give me Lugia and give me Greninja as big anchors with Regieleki and Regidrago.
Yeah, I like that a lot. As much as I would, I agree with you, as much as I would love to see a Lugia Ho-Oh set, you know, just to kind of have that little nostalgia feel to it. I think that would be super awesome. And if that's what happened, I mean, I'd be totally down for that. But a Greninja V-Max, Greninja V-Star. I mean, I feel like that's got to be coming. Like the V-Star, at least. I mean,
it has to, right? I mean, you're talking about one of their big Pokemon, man.
Yeah. Yeah. So, man, that would
be. He's held back by that starter problem where, like, starters don't really get a focus unless it's in the era that they're in. And which is why it was crazy to me that like Blaziken got that love inside Chilling Rain. I get Blaziken super popular, but like no other starter gets love like that, you know, like Swampert. Right. Where's Swampert at?
You don't even really see any non-holo Swampert cards too often. We just got one recently, but yeah,
we'll get holos, you know, Torterra, super popular grass type. like Incineroar. We got the Incineroar V, yeah. I think, in Vivid or Darkness, but like that's it. It didn't go to VMAX, V-Star, you know. It's weird, man. That's the way they treat starters is weird.
It is. But I'm excited to hear more about that set. I mean,
me too.
Lugia. That's awesome. I'm excited for what's going to come for those Lugia cards. Those are going to be great.
And less exciting news, V-Star Universe has been announced for December 2nd release, which is going to be the next set in Japanese that, you know, kind of covers an entire quarter. So it's almost like every 3 to 6 months, they have these sets that just give you everything that's been released, re-released again, like VMAX Climax. There is a nice little chunk of cards that come out new, which is always exciting. But, you know, it's going to be another reprint set like Tag All-Stars, like VMAX Climax. But it's still going to be a super hot, super popular set because these sets usually have a handful of cards that never get printed in English. So
yeah,
definitely going to be interesting there. And this one is a hot topic here, too, because I think it's there's no use for this. And I'm pretty sure you're going to agree with me here. Jumbo Card Collection will release on September 16th, featuring Lapras, Mew, and Latias. How do you feel about Jumbo cards getting more focus again, just like they did in the 25th anniversary?
Eh, that's how I feel about it, to be honest with you.
Nobody wants them. It's trash. Come on.
You guys want some of these? Like,
hand them out. Hand them out, bro.
You know, you get one, you get one. I'll put one under everybody's chair.
ASX underscore Oprah, calm down. So
the jumbos, you know, they're just, I mean, they're kind of cool, but to me, they don't really add too much to my collection personally.
The same.
I have just a ton of jumbo cards from those first partner packs. Yep. You know, they had like 8 different versions of them, right, for each starter set, and I feel like I have hundreds of them.
You would have thought that they would have noticed that, like, that was the one product that you didn't have trouble finding during a time when you could not find product. You could not find single packs anywhere, but you could still find first partner packs up the wazoo because nobody wanted them. Don't get me wrong. I think having an entire binder full of the, you know, the 25th anniversary binder, an entire set of those 25th anniversary cards will be a fantastic item to have in the future, but this doesn't need to happen, and I don't even care if we talk about it anymore.
No. Yeah, I mean, like, jumbo cards, I mean, they're going to have, I see it coming out just the exact same as those first partner packs. They're going to have 2 packs in there in your jumbo, and that's what you get. Probably for the same price, too, and you only get 1 jumbo versus 3 like you did before.
We got no confirmation in the first iteration of the Scarlet and Violet sets. Expectation to release Q1 2023, especially since they announced the V-Star Universe for December. So, you know, it's not unusual for them to hold on to this type of information with a brand new generation of stuff. They want the games to be announced. They want everyone to experience the Pokemon in the games first, before leaks of cards start happening and things like that. So, I mean, we might get, you know, the 2 legendaries. We might get their, you know, version of V cards announced or something at some point.
Yeah.
But don't expect any more than that. Maybe a set name, which will be Scarlet and Violet base, and maybe a release date. But don't expect any more information for a while. And then you guys know that we have the next upcoming set, Japanese released, called Lost Abyss. In English, it is technically called Lost Origins. Did you see the story where they posted the wrong picture on PokemonCenter.com?
Oh, no, I did
you
not.
You didn't see that? Okay, so
no.
they released, so last Friday, the Build and Battle Stadiums for Astral Radiance released.
Yeah.
All the pictures were of the Astral Radiance Build and Battle Stadium, except for one. The wrong picture went up on PokemonCenter.com, which confirmed Lost Origins and all 4 pack arts, which
nice.
And the main linchpin is going to be Giratina. So Lost Origins has Giratina on it. Radiant Gardevoir and 2 other Pokemon were also on the pack arts. Gosh, I can't remember who they are, but that was a crazy story. But also, it does look like
that is crazy.
Lost
Origins. I'm surprised, like, Pokemon Company, you know, made the boo boo there
straight from them. I was like, bro. And then, yeah, so basically, it just totally, they let it out of the bag. And I don't remember what the other two pack arts are, but it was funny. And the box looks great. The pack arts look great. Color scheme, very similar to Astral Radiance, kind of like that mauve color.
I did see kind of the picture of like the logo in that. Yeah, it did give off Astral Radiance vibes.
Yep. But anyway, it does look like it's going to be anchored by Giratina, and it's also going to feature Deoxys and Zeraora are going to be some of the bigger Pokemon in there, along with Radiant Gardevoir, all that kind of stuff. So that could be interesting. But let's touch on this here for a second, too. We're getting our first V-Star card of a non-evolved Pokemon. So we're going to be getting an Alolan Vulpix V-Star card and what looks to be like a Lily character rare as well. So what do you think about them going back to the Sun and Moon stuff here?
Yeah, it's interesting. I know Lily, I mean, Lily's a super popular character.
Probably the most popular since like Misty, honestly.
Yeah, I would say so. You know, throughout the Sun and Moon era, I know we've had Lily cards and stuff, you know, here in the Sword and Shield era as well.
Yeah.
I think it's really cool that they're putting, you know, basic Pokemon essentially, you know, on these V-Star cards. We've already kind of seen it a little bit, with Pikachu and Eevee being the only other two that are unevolved.
Yeah.
So it's cool to see, and it kind of feels like maybe they're kind of testing the waters on being able to do this more often, not even necessarily maybe in the Sword and Shield era here, but you know, maybe they're testing out, you know, putting more basic Pokemon on whatever our V cards are going to be in the Scarlet and Violet era, the next era. So I kind of feel like maybe that's what they're doing with this as kind of like a test run, but I'm down for it. Why not? I mean, I'll be interested to see how an Alolan Vulpix V-Star deck would play. That's for sure.
It's definitely interesting because like even when you go back to the anime and stuff, like oftentimes like first evolutions of Pokemon are very important inside the anime, you know, and very powerful. I mean, and the Pikachu is the perfect example. And if we're going to get, you know, Pikachu V Max and Eevee V and V Max, why can't you do that more for first evolutions? You know, why can't we have Charmander, Squirtle, and Bulbasaur VMAX cards, you know?
That would be so cool.
Yeah, Froakie, bro. Like, some Froakie action going on. You know, like, it would be super cool to see a lot of these first evolutions. I know Machop is popular.
Yeah.
It would be cool. It'd be very interesting. And Alolan Vulpix would be a good way to kind of start that off because it does have a very massive, big fan base. So,
yeah.
I could definitely see that for sure. For sure, for sure. Exciting stuff. So let us know down in the comment section, guys, what do you think about all the announcements that came from PokeBeach over the weekend? And just give us your thoughts in general. But next, I'm going to ask ASX one of the toughest questions probably that he has ever been asked in the history of the entire world.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
And I'm going to read it just like I did before. I'm going to say it just like I said before. You got two options, ASX, and I want you to pick one, okay?
Okay.
We have two futures ahead of us. We got the Pokemon multiverse ahead. You get to live in one of these universes, and one of these universes, Pokemon plummets back to 2014, 2015 era, where you could buy any single you want for under $10, basically, right? Obviously, there are some exceptions, Shadowless Charizard, yada, 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 right?
Sure.
But for the most part, what we're talking about is sealed product is plentiful. You can get any of the new stuff. Even some of the older stuff will be able to be found. You'll be able to go to the store very consistently to find Sword and Shield Base, Cosmic Eclipse, Rebel Clash, you know, some of those fan favorite Pokemons, reprints of Hidden Fates, like very easy to find. And they're all at MSRP prices. You know, is no issues there. But your collection takes a massive hit, down, decreased 80%. Your collection that was once worth $100,000 is now only worth $20,000, and all your money is gone. That's one side of it. The second side of this conversation, Pokemon does the exact opposite. Your collection goes from worth $100,000 to $300,000. Everything is 3x, 4x pricing, but Pokemon sealed product is hard to find. It's back like it was in 2020. You know, you got to try to hunt down the distributors. You got to hunt down the vendors. You got to go through these schemey ways of trying to get Pokemon cards. singles are hard to find. Do you want to add that Rayquaza VMAX to your collection, but just the standard VMAX is going to cost you $24 as opposed to $8?
Yeah.
Which universe would you rather live in, my friend?
Yeah. So fantastic question. Really great things to think about here. But this question is actually, to me, a little bit easier to answer than I thought it was going to be off the bat. So when it comes down to it, what I would like most, honestly, is the first option. That's not going to be popular with those hardcore collectors, with those sealed collectors. I totally understand that. But for me, when it comes down to it, you know, for me, it's a game that's meant to, you're supposed to have fun with it, right? And with skyrocketing prices, which, I mean, we're kind of seeing, you know, a little bit right now on some sealed stuff, not skyrocketing, but the prices are going up. You know, it's making it more difficult. And when something becomes more difficult for you to do, more difficult for you to have fun with, you kind of fall out of love with it. And I feel like that would be really detrimental to the Pokemon company and, you know, just the Pokemon community if, you know, prices skyrocketed like that. You know, that, you know, would totally take kids out of it, you know, being able to, you know, have fun with it. So
for sure.
So to me, when it comes down to it, you know, I'm all about it drops 80%. You're able to get out there. You're able to find product, the product that you want. You know, you're spending the money on the product that you want. You're not spending money on, you know, product just to be able to open something to have a little bit of fun. Like, you're able to get that Hidden Fates ETB, like you said, or, you know, you're able to, you know, finally, you know, get a booster box at a decent price or something like that. So yeah, I'm all for, you know, the price dropping, and you know, that's going to be a big hit, you know, on my singles collection that I have. You know, my Charizards are going to drop, you know, but again, you know, for me, it's all about having fun, and having that fun and having those experiences in the end, to me, are worth more than what I could potentially get for a collection if I found somebody that wanted to buy it at that inflated, you know, 80% increase of a price, you know. So to me, it's all about the least stress you can have about it, the better, because
let me add a caveat to that, though. Let me add a caveat to that.
Okay.
If we're in that universe, that means a couple of other things. That means there's less people interested in the Pokemon TCG. And that also means there's less people to listen to this podcast, less people to watch your videos. What if in that world that also meant that there's no reason for you to also be a Pokemon content creator? You know, because if it's significantly less popular than it is now and all that stuff is happening, there's no point in being a content creator at that point, you know?
That's a good point. That's a very good point. I think that would honestly wipe out probably 90% of the content creators that are making Pokemon content right now.
It would also make it harder for people to break through, though. So that's why they would. That's why 90% would quit, because 90% more people would realize it's a dying niche. I'm getting out of it.
That's true. I could see that, but I'm an optimist as well. You know, who's to say that it won't come back? I mean,
what are you trying to say about me?
The Pokemon community kind of went through that kind of, you know, where we did take a real big dip, back in the mid, you know,
2010s.
I guess what, 2010s. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but that's where some of our, you know, most beloved creators kind of came out of that era, right? You know, Real Breaking Nate, since he always says 2014 or 2016, he's been making videos. Leon Hart, I know has been on for a while. One we don't mention, oh my gosh, now I can't even remember his name. Primetime Pokemon.
Prime Time.
You know, he was before everybody.
He was, but he's not, his not videos still the most, feel like they're,
you know,
from 2012.
They do. I was going to say,
I love the editing, but
could be,
God,
you know, different, but you know, that's his style, right? So
it's true. It's true.
You know, I feel like it's a roller coaster, right? I mean, we see big dips, we see small dips in the Pokemon community. And I feel like if we did see that big dip, you know, I have the confidence that they'd be able to bring it back. You know, it's not going to be, you know, within, you know, a year or two. It's at that point, it probably would be a 5 to 8 year, you know, run back up the hill. But, Yeah, I'm all for the prices dropping and the, you know, kind of a real big, you know, kind of toss up, you know, with the community.
Yeah.
So that's how
It,
I
it's
feel.
it's such it's such a hard question, man. It
It
is
is.
such a hard question because you gotta look at the avenue that I'm answering this question from. Okay.
Sure.
So yes, I'm answering this question from, a massive Pokemon fan, a Pokemon nerd, Pokemon collector. Absolutely 10,000%. I would love to buy any single card for my collection. I would love to buy base set Charizards for $40,
Yeah.
$35. I would love to add, shining Mewtwo to my collection for $65, like all
Yeah.
day long. I would love to get master sets of everything twice over.
Yeah.
Just get, just boxes and boxes of these awesome, amazing cards all the time. But I also am running a Pokemon business on the side over here. I got my primary
Yeah.
job, my 9-to-5, but I have a Pokemon TCG business. I have a rip and ship. I'm trying to break through in the content creation. So like when I look at it as that side of it, as somebody who's trying to make the Pokemon TCG in different types of iterations into what would basically be a full-time job, it's
Yeah.
hard for me to sit here and go, I want that first option. So like I am completely, completely, completely torn here. Oh God, it is, and I will
That
probably,
it's tough from your position,
I'll
yeah.
probably catch a lot of hate for saying this, but I would probably rather have option number two. And the
Okay.
reason why I say that is because it means that the Pokemon TCG is still relevant in the grand scheme of things. It
That's
means
true.
that more people are talking about it, more people are collecting, more people are buying, and it makes having a business in the realm of it significantly more viable. It makes being a content creator more viable. It makes having an online website for selling sealed product more viable. It makes rip and ships more viable. And it makes me sound like I'm a money hungry person, but that's not the case at all.
Yeah.
That's not the case at all because I'm a huge Pokemon guy through and through, and I want both, but I can't have
Yeah.
both, obviously. But the something, whichever one, oh God, see, I would be closer to the Pokemon TCG and choice number two. I really
Yeah.
would, because if it just came to the point where I was a collector, at what point do you fall out of love with something? You said something that was very, I saw it completely differently and the complete opposite. You said when something becomes hard to obtain or hard to get, you fall out of love with it. But you can say the exact same thing on the other side. If you get something
You could.
too easily, you fall out of love with it as well. When you get the same thing every, if you were to open a Pokemon booster pack and every single time there was a shiny Charizard inside, would you fall out of love with that shiny Charizard?
It wouldn't have the same shine as it did the first time I opened it.
Right? Absolutely.
Yeah.
If during your Astral or your Brilliant Stars opening, you pulled 17 Rainbow Charizards and 14 Alternate Art Charizards out of 150 packs, and the card was worth $25, would it feel as good as pulling one out of 150 packs and it being worth $500? Like, what feels more
Yeah.
rewarding to you?
All right, so yeah, I mean that's really tough. I mean, on one hand, I mean it would be
Gotcha.
super cool to pull like 17 Charizards in one opening. I feel like that's never happened before, right? But you know, talking
That
about the
thumbnail,
conditions
bro.
and if it were super easy to pull, yeah, you know, I mean pulling one $500 Charizard. Yeah, you know that's going to be cool. And I totally get, you know, where you're coming from, you know, as well. You know, you're talking about you know, being a business owner,
Yeah,
you
it
know,
would make me
on that
closer
side of
to it,
things,
man.
like you'd have to sell like what, like 10x the product that you sell right now
10x
if
the
prices were
work,
like
yep.
that,
And
you
I'd have
know.
to
So
find the buyers too. It'd be so hard to even find
that's
the buyers. And ultimately, the second option, like I was mentioning before, the second option brings me closer to Pokemon in the Pokemon TCG than the first option, because Lord knows that it, you know, with that first option, maybe I have to quit being a content creator for Pokemon. Maybe I got to find a different niche to get into. Maybe I have to shut down my website, the rip and ship, stop the live streams. Like, all that would stop, and I don't want that to stop, you know? So even though it would be amazing for me to add my collection and just have a massive binder of Blastoise and Lucarios and everything that I want, it just, it doesn't jive to me.
Yeah.
Like, it really doesn't. Like, sometimes we look back in like the 2015-16 era and we go, man, it would be awesome to be collecting Pokemon back then, where I could buy first edition fossil booster boxes for $800.
Right.
Yes, it absolutely would be fantastic, but only because we had the big boom in 2020. If we never had that big boom, and you could still buy fossil booster boxes for let's just say a small increase, right? Let's say $1,200 as opposed to $800, like back in 2015, 2014. Yeah. Would you still want them? That's the thing. Like,
that's a good point.
We keep looking at, you know, this era of it being down and affordable and rose-colored glasses because we know what the end result is going to be. If we don't know, or if there never is an end result where prices go up and it's super, super popular and hot again, are we still in that boat? You know, I don't think we are.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's a very good point. And, you know, thinking too, like, if it did go with the way that I said and go option one, I mean, that's going to kill off so many LGSs. Like,
oh,
that's
God, yes.
Pretty much you're only going to find, you know, your stuff in Walmart's, Targets, big box stores.
Online
like
sellers
that
wouldn't even exist. It would even be hard pressed to find guys like Danny Phantom still making it, even with the size they are now. If there was that massive decrease, even sellers like him would be in trouble.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. So the more I talk about it, option one sounds the best option.
Yes.
Sounds like the best option, but when it comes down to it, for the overall health of the Pokemon community, option two would be the better of the two. Maybe not an 80% increase, because that's like, but you know, slight increases. I mean, it makes sense, right? It makes sense. And I do understand what you're saying, like, you know, kind of to like what I said, where, you know, you'd fall out of love with it, not being able to find it. I could totally see the opposite side of the coin. You know, it's kind of like, I can't think of what the saying is. It's basically like, too much of one thing is that's not what it is. Too much of one thing is not good.
Great.
Too much of a good thing is bad. You know what I'm talking about. That's
okay.
You can
try to find your Midwestern quotes, you know, all you want.
I think it has to do with
bring one Hoosier to the pond and they fish for a lifetime, but you bring the Illini something. And they eat for a day. Like, I don't know.
Something like that. Weird, yeah. Weird. Close.
But yeah, guys.
I just got to say one thing. call me when Florida has their own pizza. Like, that's all I
got
to say.
Bro, we got everything else, though. Like, dude, we got.
Call me when you got your own pizza and you can come to the party.
Call me when Illinois has gator wrestlers. Okay, how about that? You know, call me.
I don't think we're crazy enough for that up here, I gotta tell you. Gator wrestlers. That doesn't surprise me. I believe that's a real thing down there.
Oh yeah, dude, for sure, man. You can take airboat
gator
rides.
Wrestling.
Oh yeah, dude. You get down into Everglades, bro. Like, dude, I'm like 45 minutes from the Everglades, and oh yeah, bro. It.
Nice. I got to get stories, down there. I got to see this gator ass.
The stories are true, my friend. The stories are true. It makes the South look like, you know, Manhattan, upstate New York, you know, like nice areas of the country, you know. But Florida Man, there's a reason why we have something that's just called Florida Man, and it's just the way it is. You know, everything happens in Florida. Yeah. You see a crazy news story online or on the news. In Florida. Yep.
A lot of times, I got to say, you're not wrong about that.
We have high expectations to live up to for craziness, that's for sure.
Oh, man.
But yeah, guys, let us know down in the comment section, which one do you choose, right? Now that you've heard both of our sides, ASX, you know, he still wants all the cards in the world. I get it.
I do.
And, you know, I tried to be a little more, you know, like think about the grand scheme of things. As opposed to, you know, my pure selfishness of my collection, you know, unlike some other people on this podcast.
I gotta catch them all.
But let us know down in the comment section, which one would you prefer, now that we talked it out a little bit, because that could be a very, very interesting conversation piece with you guys down in the comment section for sure. So, and also, like, if you got questions based around it, let us know. We'll answer, or maybe we'll talk about them in the next episode of the podcast, or a Q&A, something like that as well. So if you're new to the channel, guys, please drop a sub. Here on TCG Funhouse, we post content 3 to 4 times per week, in long form content and shorts every single day. So if you'd like the Pokemon TCG, this is the channel for you. And if you like today's conversation, hit that like, and realize that we are also on your audio platforms, Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcast. You can find us. Go over there. Even if all you do is drop us a follow and give us a 5-star review or share it or something like that, it really helps grow the audio side for us, which we're trying to do. So anything you can do there is appreciated. ASX, what do you got going on?
Yeah, like I mentioned, got my Real Breaking Nate stuff going on, but I also do Pokemon openings on my channel as well. Have had some pretty spicy hits recently videos. And I just really started breaking into lives here over the last couple months. So more exciting things to come with the lives as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely, guys. We appreciate you spending a little bit of time with us today, and we hope to see you in the next one.